Full Story is supported by AMP Super. There are moments in life where everything shifts. A new job, a new home, a new direction. But those same moments can also shape your future. AMP calls these super moments. Times to check in on your super. And with 24/7 digital financial advice, AMP Super helps you make more confident decisions as your situation changes. Search AMP Super Moments to find out more. AMP Super. Built for life's super moments. AMP Super, issued by NM Superannuation Proprietary Limited. See PDS and TMD on amp.com.au and consider what's right for you.
Peter Garrett, welcome to The Full Story.
Thanks very much, Noel.
You'll be leading a public inquiry into AUKUS. This is being spearheaded by community organisations, including charities and unions. How did this inquiry come about?
Well, I was approached by the Australian Peace and Security Forum to consider whether I was willing to be a commissioner if they were establishing a public inquiry. I said yes. They'd been giving some thought to these issues, and it's part of their NGO brief, if you like. And I really felt that it was high time that the public did have an opportunity to ask questions about AUKUS. I felt that it was extremely important for a proper consideration of both the decisions that had been taken, but also the implications of some of those decisions to be explored in public. So it didn't take me long to say yes.
You'll be joined by four other commissioners. What questions will you be looking to get to the bottom of?
So we've got a reasonably extensive terms of reference. The basic question is, will AUKUS protect us? Does it make us safe? And how much is it going to cost? Has it been thought through in a way that stacks up when you actually look at what's planned? The incredibly large amount of money that is being expended on finally delivering 8 nuclear-powered submarines somewhere in the 40s or maybe even the late 40s and early 50s of this decade. We'll be looking at issues around employment impacts. Have they been analysed and thought through? Issue of the safe disposal of radioactive waste. One of the astonishing things about the agreement that's been signed is that it essentially commits Australia to building a medium and high level nuclear waste infrastructure facility from scratch to safely store the volumes of high level waste that eventually these submarines will produce. But there's massive amounts of questions that arise out of that. And I think as well we'll be looking at the impact or otherwise that AUKUS may have in the region, and we'll be considering how best to communicate and talk about AUKUS to the wider Australian public.
Okay, there's a lot in that I'd like to unpack, but I do just want to ask you some questions about how this inquiry will work. Typically, this is the kind of work that a parliamentary inquiry would do. You are obviously not supported by the infrastructure of Parliament. How is this being funded and where will you be travelling?
Yeah, no, look, you're absolutely right. I mean, essentially this inquiry is doing the job that a proper parliamentary inquiry should be doing. How is it that there's been inquiries about the submarine program in other countries and we haven't had a full parliamentary inquiry here? So it's supported by individuals, by unions, by small NGO organisations, and we really will be doing it on the smell of an oily rag, so to speak, having hearings in a number of the capital cities that are potentially affected by AUKUS, but also inviting submissions from people right around the country, which would be considered. There's a secretariat that has been established, and we want it to be as transparent and as thorough as it possibly can be, but we'll have to do it quickly, as well as doing it carefully, because there's not all the resources in the world that, say, for example, a government would have.
Okay, so when AUKUS was first announced, you didn't hold back. You said that the deal stinks to high heaven, and you described it as one of the biggest, most costly and risky decisions, short of committing a nation to war, ever taken by an Australian government. Why do you think your Labor colleagues, those currently in Parliament, all 124 of them, have backed AUKUS?
Well, that's a really good question because there are so many unanswered questions about AUKUS. I mean, I'll come back to that particular part of the question, but just think about how it started. Prime Minister Morrison determined that we would enter a disagreement. It was essentially done in secret. I don't even know if his cabinet were informed. There certainly wasn't any major debate within the coalition parties about it. And the current government decided that it would continue with AUKUS. And it did that with very little debate as well. So it's an open question as to whether the issue has been properly ventilated at all in the caucus, in the cabinet, who can say? And yes, you're right, I was very critical of it. But the thing I said in those remarks and in that article I wrote at the time about it is that most importantly, Australians need to participate in a conversation about the biggest ever defence expenditure that is made by their country to determine whether they agree with their taxpayers' monies being expensed in this way, and if they don't agree, what questions they have about it.
Do you think this inquiry can get to the bottom of some of those really big questions that you've just put forward without access to the sensitive classified defence information that is held by the department, for example?
Well, I think that it's an opportunity for anyone to ask a question and for people to produce submissions. I mean, even over the last couple of days, we've heard retired senior defence officials respond to the fact that we're now not going to get a new nuclear-powered Virginia submarine along with two used submarines from the Americans, which is sort of the transition program before we get our own AUKUS submarines. So I imagine there's plenty of opportunity for people who've been in and around both Canberra, the defence and security establishments, and politics to make submissions if they wish, and we'll certainly listen very carefully to what they have to say.
Just on that news that broke over the weekend, the Defence Minister Richard Marles says that by taking these second-hand submarines or purchasing these second-hand submarines, it would be simplifying or streamlining the deal. Other experts have said that this is a clear sign that the US is dictating priorities and that the older submarines will be less powerful. Do you think the explanation given by the Defence Minister stacks up?
As with much of the AUKUS debate and the public utterances that are made, there's always a lack of detail and there's a lack of clarity about where we sit with AUKUS. I think most Australians would be surprised to find out that the actual meta plan for AUKUS is for us to give the United Kingdom and the United States money. We'll be giving them, I think, roughly $5 billion each in order to get their shipyards going, so that they can build submarines, get their submarines built, enabling us to either buy the ones or get the ones that are left over in the case of the Virginias, or start on the design of the AUKUS SSN submarines, i.e. the big ones that are intended for later on, which would come from the UK. Now, most experts that have looked at it have queried how practical it can be at all for three sovereign nations, two of them which inhabit a different hemisphere from us, both of them which are already under stress and pressure in delivering their own submarine programs, actually allow for Australia to get submarines at the end of the day. I mean, they're massive questions, and the fact is that we just don't have enough answers.
Mm. You've been a long-time social justice advocate and activist. How does it make you feel to see Australia under a Labor government become more and more enmeshed militarily with the United States at a time that the US is openly flouting international law, at a time where the Defence Secretary in the US, Pete Hegseth, openly calls the rules of engagement stupid?
Well, there's lots of things that you can say about it, Norm. You're right to identify some of the developments that we're seeing internationally with the US as one of the hegemons. But here's the point about AUKUS. AUKUS is going to, if it goes ahead, outlive me. It'll probably outlive Pete Hegseth. It will see successive administrations in all three countries left with the responsibility of determining what they will do with it. And the fact is that our regional and international foreign environment has changed dramatically, not only because of the difference that the Trump administration has brought to relations with other countries, but because of the rise of China as well. And we need to find a way of having a mature, thoughtful, and considered conversation in the country across all political lines for Australians to say, well, look, this is how we think we should deal with that. Now, the government's answer at the moment is, well, we're dealing with it with AUKUS, and AUKUS is very closely tied to the US defence structure. That is not something that necessarily all Australians may agree with. They may not. We need to have this inquiry to enable people both to ask the questions and also to explore the issue thoroughly.
We know that many rank-and-file Labor members are opposed to AUKUS. Your former Labor colleague, Doug Cameron, has questioned where are the peace activists in caucus. He's also said that Labor MPs have allowed themselves to be defanged and co-opted into supporting US military aggression. Do you agree with him?
Look, I'm not going to jump in and join anyone who's making comments on their own account. I think the fact of the matter is that AUKUS is far too important and the challenges are so great not to have a proper, transparent public discussion about it. And that should happen within the caucus as well. It should happen within political parties. It should happen at branches. It should happen in the media environment. It should happen in homes. And luckily, you know, I get an opportunity to talk to people about it on this podcast. I mean, this is a massive thing. This is a once in a century spend where the amount of money is eye-watering, and that is not an exaggeration, and where the amount of detail that has been given is entirely limited, and the strategic rationale is questioned by many.
Mm. Do you think we can trust the United States to follow through with this deal?
It's impossible to say, and I think that's the real issue. I mean, we get more information from the Congressional Budget Office about the progress of construction of the existing Virginia submarines. They're the nuclear-powered submarines in America, than we get here in our own country. And I think that's extremely disappointing. The Americans have repivoted in terms of their overall defense strategy. It is now put America first. One thing I think we can say, even if you're not a close student of foreign politics and defense matters, is that countries put their national interests first. And the question that I think Australians need to be asking, and hopefully this commission will hear about, is whether our national interest is being put forward first with AUKUS.
Do you have a view on that now?
AUKUS has got two parts to it, as you probably know. There's the AUKUS submarines part, and then there's Pillar 2, which has sort of appeared, and there are things in Pillar 2 which I might think are actually quite worthwhile. Say, for example, looking at new technologies, drones, underwater drones and the like, cybersecurity and so on. The bigger question about whether or not we should have attack submarines, nuclear-powered attack submarines, as part of our defence posture is something that I've already spoken out about and raised my concerns about. But here's the question. We need to have a thorough, decent yarn about it. We need to allow people to come in and speak to these commissioners, and not all commissioners would share exactly the same view. They'll be sceptical, but we should be sceptical about decisions that are taken like this that are spending so much of our public money.
One of the criticisms of AUKUS is that it would make Australia less safe. It will diminish our sovereignty. Do you go into this inquiry with a view on that? Do you think this could make Australia a target in the Indo-Pacific?
Well, I think there are some things where there's difference of opinion amongst people that follow the thing closely. Say, for example, whether you would be a target or not in this region. And I think instead of me prejudging it by making my own views known here, I want to hear from the experts. I want to hear from officials. We'll invite and have invited the government to make a submission or to appear. Give this commission the opportunity to question former ministers, should they choose to appear. Give this inquiry the opportunity to hear from officials and to make a considered decision. Now, on the basis of what we've seen, you can come up with a, well, that doesn't really look great to me sort of response, but we haven't seen enough. We don't know enough, and that's what this review, this inquiry, I beg your pardon, is all about.
Mm. You've said that you see this inquiry as an opportunity to have a conversation about AUKUS, but what do you hope the outcome will be? What do you hope that it will lead to?
Well, I'm hoping that we've got a much better idea about all of the elements of AUKUS that are currently planned, that we have a very good sense of whether what's desired and designed by AUKUS can realistically achieve its goals. I also hope deeply that it gives us an opportunity to think about how we think about defence and peace in our region in 2026. It's also a very considered think about what Defence of Australia does mean and what it means for Australians in a period of greater uncertainty with two big major powers, one to our north and the other previous and now an existing ally. So I think that, you know, I really hope that this public inquiry will assist people in framing up those questions, drawing on the information that we uncover and discover, considering our recommendations when we make them, and feeding into something which is too important, really, to be left to bureaucrats and politicians on the Hill.
There are some people who have been calling for AUKUS to be scrapped, for Australia to withdraw from AUKUS. Could that be a recommendation at the end of this process? Would you go that far?
I'd like to see, as I know other commissioners would as well, all of the material that comes to us. I'd like to read the submissions, identify any of the issues that arise, hear from people and see what questions they're asking, and then come to a considered view about that particular question and others.
It has been, as you mentioned earlier, 5 years since AUKUS was announced. Billions have already been invested into it. If at the end of this process your inquiry recommends that it is not in Australia's best interest, can Labor climb down from this? Is this something that Australia can back away from?
Well, it didn't take long for Australia to back away from the undertaking it made to the French government to purchase those submarines. And it's the national interest, properly considered and reasonably exercised, that underlies all of this, the genuine national interest. Now, climbing down, I get the question, but it's really about looking at the situation as it pertains, understanding the issues, getting some clarity about the likely costs, consequences, ramifications or otherwise. And on that basis, any government has to make a prudent decision.
We'll be right back.